Good afternoon, Unalaska. Welcome to Unalaska Fisheries Report. Today's Friday the 13th. Oh, I hope nothing bad happens during this broadcast. Anyway, we're here to talk about fisheries there in the Bering Sea and Aleutian Islands. And we'll start off with the crab fisheries, since that's the big going concern right now. The Bristol Bay red crab season is just about wrapped up. There's only about four boats left fishing. 238 landings as of this morning for 9.7 million pounds. There's 300,000 pounds left to harvest of the 10 million pound allocation. 98% has been harvested. And I think, as I mentioned a couple weeks ago, the base price is around $7 a pound, which could change depending on market conditions and profitability. But at this time, that puts the value of the fishery at $70 million for the harvesters. So it's been a good fishery for everyone involved on the processor side. Don't know how it's going to go on marketing of that product. It's going to be pretty high price, but the quality of the product they produced has been very well. About 6.5, 6.6 average live weight, good meat infill and clean shell product. So things are going well there. And like I said, they're just getting the last couple hundred thousand pounds wrapped up now. We're seeing a lot of the vessels move into the Bering Sea Tanner Crab fisheries. We have in the Eastern District a quota of a little over almost 12 million pounds. They have 42 landings so far in the Eastern District for 1.3 million pounds. There's still 9.9 million pounds to harvest. And like I said, the vessels are just starting to get organized, and we've had some pretty lousy weather. I think the vessels were hiding behind Amak Island for a couple of days earlier in the week while we had our hurricane force winds here in town. So it's getting off to a slow start there. But there's 14% of the allocation's been taken. And like I said, there's just under 10 million pounds still to harvest there. In the Western District for the Tanner Crab fishery, they have a quota of a little over 8 million pounds. And they've only harvested 300,000 pounds from the Western District. That's 4% has been taken. And we'll, that fishery will probably carry over to well after the first of the year. The big issue with Barrett Eye, though, is the closure date. It closes March 31st, so it might not be a problem this year since the Opelio snow crab quota is so small. But in other years, when the Opelio quota is very high, it's going to be a problem with the closing that fast to be able to get your Barrett Eye allocation harvested. But I don't think we're going to have that issue this year. On Opelio snow crab, we've had just a few landings, about 12 small landings, basically mixed in with Tanner crab or possibly some with king crab. And there's only been 87,000 pounds harvested so far on Opelio snow crab. And that means there's still about 39.9 million pounds still available on the snow crab harvest. And we'll finish up the crab section of this report by looking at our Eastern Aleutian and Western Aleutian golden king crab fishery. The Eastern District is just about wrapped up. There's been 33 landings for a little over 3 million pounds. There's around 270,000 pounds left to harvest. They're about 92% of the allocation of 3.3 million harvested there. And in the Western District, we have an estimated catch of around 800,000 to 900,000 pounds. There's about 2.1 million left to harvest in that area. That fishery will probably carry over till into March or April. And 30% of the Western District golden king crab has been taken. That wraps up our crab part of the report. We'll move over to halibut now. Halibut wrapped up the season on November 7th, along with the sablefish fishery. And so these are the final numbers as reported by National Marine Fisheries this morning. On halibut, there was 3,547 landings statewide for 16.6 million pounds harvested. 439,000 pounds were left unharvested. 97% of the allocation of a little over 17 million was taken. On the CDQ part of the halibut fishery, 420 landings for 721,000 pounds harvested. 75,000 pounds was left in the water. 90% of the allocation was taken. In Unalaska, we had about an estimated 1.8 million pounds harvested locally. And the top ports this year for halibut were Kodiak, unseated Homer. Kodiak had landings of 2.7 million pounds of halibut, Homer 2.5 million pounds, and Seward 1.9 million pounds of halibut this year. On Sablefish IFQ fishery, 1,735 landings for 23.5 million pounds harvested. 3.4 million pounds was left in the water. 85% of the allocation was taken. And of that 3.54 million left unharvested, a good portion of it, 2.4 million, was left in the Bering Sea and Aleutian Islands. So I guess we can blame our area for not leaving a good part of that harvest in the water. A lot of that has to do with it's very difficult in some areas to fish out here, and we also have the killer whale predation issue to deal with, the harvesters have to deal with. And on Alaska, landings are pretty poor this year in sablefish. We had just under 400,000 pounds delivered locally. Top ports for sablefish IFQ fishery this year, Seward well ahead of everybody else at 5 million pounds. And I believe they have an ability to pay a little bit more because they're on the road system, so they can get their product into Anchorage or ship it from Seward and are able to have lower overall costs compared to places like Kodiak and Unalaska. So they're able to offset those costs and pay a little bit more, and that draws that product into Seward. Kodiak was well behind in second place at 2.9 million pounds landed in Kodiak. Let's move over to groundfish. Pollock fishery wrapped up a few weeks ago, but just a refresher, the bee season had 772,000 metric tons of harvest. Only 1,500 metric tons was left unharvested, and 100% of the allocation was taken. Bycatch during the pollock fishery this bee season on Chinook salmon was 18,330 fish. On chum salmon, 237,000 fish was taken as bycatch. The pollock incidental catch fishery are still getting a little bit of pollock in other fisheries. 850 metric tons last week. There's 43,054 metric tons for the season, and there's 4,100 metric tons left in the pollock incidental catch category. Pacific cod, things are winding down in all the groundfish fisheries as we come to the end of the year. Pacific cod last week, the freezer longliners, as always, have been leading the way. 1,900 metric tons of harvest. They're just under 100,000 for the season. They're at 263,000 metric tons for the season. Still have 14,800 metric tons available to catch. Trawl sector, just 230 metric tons last week for the season. They're at 68,000 metric tons, and there's still 8,100 metric tons left. Which will stay left because trawling was over on November 1st. On the fixed gear sector, the pot catcher processors had 227 metric tons of harvest last week. They're at 5,590 metric tons for the season and still have 239 metric tons to harvest. The pot catcher vessel sector, only 29 metric tons last week. They're at 10,222 metric tons for the season and have 6,400 metric tons still available, but there's not much effort there, and they'll probably do a rollover to some of the other categories. And the 60-foot under fixed gear fleet, 97 metric tons last week. They're a little over 8,000 for the season and still have 4,337 metric tons available to harvest. CDQ sector last week, 222 metric tons of harvest. They're at 22,464 metric tons for the season and have 3,216 metric tons of harvest available. Moving over to some of the Amendment 80 groundfish fisheries. Mackerel, there was no activity last week. We're at 53,263 metric tons for the season on mackerel, and they left 1,239 unharvested. POP had 525 metric tons last week, and that's Pacific Ocean perch. They're at 30,151 metric tons harvested for the season, and there's 2,300 metric tons left unharvested. The skate fishery last week, 512 metric tons harvested, 24,886 metric tons taken for the season, and they're 3,100 metric tons over their allocation. Yellowfin sole was closed this week, and they harvested 4,487 metric tons for the week. They're at 122,363 metric tons for the season, and they left 37,635 metric tons unharvested. Roxhole Fishery also closed 106 metric tons of harvest last week. They had 45,350 metric tons for the season and 19,965 metric tons unharvested. And miscellaneous sold last week, 663 metric tons of harvest, 50,814 metric tons harvested for the week, and had left 18,984 metric tons in the water for the 2015 season. A little bit of octopus last week, 17 metric tons of harvest, 370 metric tons of octopus for the season, and there's 30 metric tons left to harvest, and sablefish only had 3 metric tons of harvest last week. That wraps up this week's report. We got a volleyball matches starting in a couple hours over at the school. We have the junior high playing, the junior varsity playing, and the varsity playing at 7. So about 3:30 until probably 8 o'clock tonight, there's volleyball action over at the Unalaska High School Big Gym. Have a great weekend, and hopefully we'll have some better weather than we have. Be careful out there. Keep everything tied down, and we'll see you next Friday.